Okay, today's daf is Brachas Yerushalmi, daf Yud Zayin. The last daf here, the last full daf in the first parak of Maseches Brachas. And again, this Masechta Shiurim are sponsored by the Elman family, Leili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechiel, Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas, Rabbi Chaim, Usher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Bar Lev, Azriel Rubin, and Basha Bas, Rabbi Yamin Rubin, Alehem Hashalom. So we are on Tess Item Abayz. We read the last Mishnah of the Parak. We had the Machlokas between Ben Zoma and the Chachamim, whether there's a mitzvah of Zechiris, he sees Mitzrayim by night. We had the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harian Ikiven Shivim Shana, Velo Zachisi, and he never learned the drasha of how do you know there's a mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim Balayla, until the Chachamim until Ben Zoma said, Yimechayacha Yamim, Kol Yimechayacha Halelos. We paskin that we have Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, right? So we do it both by day and by night. We say Vayomer at night also, to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Also, that's another example, by the way, of a mitzvah that we do without a bracha. That's a mitzvah daraisa that we don't say a bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedeshanu Lizvanu Lizchor Yitzias Mitzrayim. Well, we don't have that, right? And the answer probably is, like we mentioned in the past, from the Nesivis, quoted in the Maisa Nisim, his Haggadah, where the Nesivis says that any mitzvah that is done, that is a bracha or is done in the context of a bracha, does not get a separate Birchas HaMitzvah. So that's why Tefillah, or Birchas HaMazon, or Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim, right, none of these mitzvos or zechiras amalek, right? All of them are either a bracha or are done in the context of other brachos, so therefore it doesn't get its own. So zechiras yitzias mitzrayim we do in the context of kriyashma, which itself was in the context of birchos kriyashma, so therefore it doesn't get, Chazal did not institute a separate birchas hamitzvah on this mitzvah. One also might say, like the Abu Draham said, there's no Birchas HaMitzvah on Zechiras, on Kriyashma, because the whole point of I think we mentioned this back on Daf Aleph, the whole point of a Birchas HaMitzvah is Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. And the Kriyashma is all about Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. So you don't have to make a bracha of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim in order to do the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. That's what the Abu Draham says about Kriyashma. So maybe one can say the same thing, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, especially if you say it's part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma, like the Rambam, but even if not, remembering Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is part, conceptually, of accepting the yoke of heaven, and therefore you don't need a separate bracha for that. So the same reason the Abu Draham says there's no bracha on Kriyashma could be the same reason we would say that there's no bracha on Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. But either way, we do that mitzvah every day and every night. Says the Gemara, Taman Amrin, over there it says, right, in the Bavli, Taman, in the Bavli it says, Lo Yaschil, right, the question is, do you have to say it at night? Lo Yaschil Vayomer. You don't have to say Vayomer at night. Why? According to this opinion, because again, the parsha of Tzitzis and the parsha of Tzitzis is not knowing Balayla. We're going to have to see. Okay, what do you do about the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim? But Taman Amrim Lo Yaschil Vayomer, that you don't say Vayomer V'im Hischil Gomer. But if you did start it, if you started saying Vayomer, so then you go straight. You'll go straight. You don't skip anything. You don't just say the beginning and the end. You don't skip the psukim about sentences in the middle. V'rabbanan dehacha amrin maschil ve'eno gomer. But the rabbis here in Eretz Yisrael say, you should start it, but eno gomer. That means you could skip. You can say the beginning and the end. You can skip the psukim about sentences. Right, and then go to Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzei Eschem. Right, let's see the Charedim on top. Lo Yidalek Vayomer Hashem Darei Bnei Yisrael V'Yamar Talehem Asher Hotzei Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim Liyoschem Elokim. Okay, Lahaski Yitzias Mitzrayim Velo Tzitzis. Don't say just the sections that have to do with Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim. Elogomra, that was in Bavel. They went straight in the Bavli, but in Eretz Yisrael, the rabbi said no, you could skip. Masnisan Pliga. The question is about this girsa. We'll read it like the girsa of Dehasam. Our Mishnah argues on the rabbis over there, right? Of Rabbanan Dehasam, Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos, right? Our Mishnah says that you have to be Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. But what did the Rabbanan Shebet Bavel say? Don't say it. If you started, you have to say the whole thing. But Lechatchila, you don't have to say it. So what do you mean? Is that against our Mishnah? They can't argue on the Mishnah either. right? The Rabbanan the Bavli and the Rabbanan the Yerushalmi in the Gemara, we have the same Mishnayos. So what did we do with that Mishnah? So Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yaakov, B'Shem Rav, they had a special tefillah, meaning they didn't say Vayomer, because most of Vayomer is about tzitzis and it's not Noheg Balayla, and that is why it's a mitzvah, according to that opinion, it's a mitzvah Lasei Shazman Gramam, it's only by day. So they said a special tefillah to be yotzi their mitzvah of Zechiras Yisrael Mitzrayim. Modem anachu lecha shehotzei sanam Mitzrayim ufti sanam beis avadim lahodos lishbecha. So they have a special tefillah that they say. Let's something to there's something to say about that, but first let's continue. Mastisa pliga arabanan dahacha vayomer ina noegel bayom. But we have another mishnah that seems to be against the rabbis of the Yerushalmi, right? Because Vayomer is only Vayomer. The Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak talks about why do we say the order? Why is the first bracha of Kriya Shema? Why is the first parsha of Kriya Shema before the second? Why is the second before the third? Because Vayomer is on Noeg Balayla. So isn't that against the Rabbanan She Bitamud Yerushalmi? So the Gemara says, call parshas Vayomer ain't a Noeg Ela Vayom. The whole parsha of Vayomer is on Noeg Bayom, but part of it is knowing Bayom Ubalaila. Right, Sitzis is only knowing Bayom, but the other part of it, Zechiris Mitzrayim, is knowing even Balaila, and therefore you could say it at night also. Stop there for a moment. Interesting lashon that we have here in this tefillah. Shehotzei sanam Mitzrayim ufti sanam beis avadim. So we have that also in our benching. No delcha al shirchata la vasid eretz chenu tovar chalav yal shehotzei sanam eretz Mitzrayim ufti sanam beis avadim. Isn't that the same thing? What's the difference? They took us out of Mitzrayim, they took us out of the house of slaves. That's what we were in Mitzrayim. Is there a difference between Yitziah and Pidyon? If you look in the Haggadah of the Beis Halevi, he relates it to Benchik, but he says it on the Bracha of Asher Galanu. He quotes this from the Brisker Rav. We see at the end of the bracha of Asher Galanu, v'noda lecha shir chadash al geula seinu v'al pedus nafshenu, on our geula and on our pedus. Kind of means the same thing, right? Our redemptions. What's the difference between the two? So he quotes from his father Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says the difference between geula and pidyon. We know geula is lashon shel havaras rishus ba'alma. Geula means havaras passing over rishus. Pidyon, where do we find pidyon in halacha? Pidyon means where redemption. Let's say pidyon meiser sheni, or pidyon ravai. I could switch the kedusha. It's a change of status. I switch the kedusha from the fruit onto the money, and then I can bring the money up to Yerushalayim. That's pidyon. There's a chalos bechefsa to ba'atzmusa nishtanaba. Beforehand it was hekdish, and now it's chulin. So he says the same thing with avdus. With avdus, there's two things. Number one, there's the physical servitude, that I am a servant of this master, but also there's the chaloshem eved. There's that we were, even if we weren't doing any physical labor, right, an eved is an eved. Din avdus shu be'eved be'etzem ava b'shena ove, mikol makam ariyo eved, va'od sh'oved b'metzius. Ulazel lo tzorach she'ilo din eved. I could work for somebody without being an eved. But we don't have avdus today, but we still have people working for others. U'b'tzius mitzrayim ari ha'yu beis dvarim. By in Shibud Mitzrayim, we were both, and Yitzias Mitzrayim removed both. A, we were, not halachically, so to speak, but so to speak halachically, we had the status of slaves. And number two, not only did we have the status of slaves, we worked backbreaking labor. And Hashem saved us from both of those. V'zeo she'omrim, and that's what we say. That's the double lashon here. We say, we thank Hashem for the geula seinu, that's the physical redemption that we didn't have to work anymore, and pidus nafshenu, the pidyon, that Hashem changed us from avde paro, so to speak, avad mayinu leparo to avde Hashem. And we came out. And that's what we say, v'zeo she'omrim in bitfila, right? We say it in Ezra Savaseinu, mi mitzrayim gialtanu beis avadim pidisanu. Say it every day. Right, hakavana she'enanu ovdim ol paro da'al zeh shayach lashon geula. When beis avadim pidisanu, chal aleinu shem b'nei chorin u'b'etzem achefza nifdinu midin eved. And that's what we say in benching, and that's what it says here in this Yehi Ratzon. Right, we say, va'al shot tisanu Hashem alkeinu me'eretz Mitzrayim. Right, that's the physical labor. Ufti sanu in beis avadim. Haytziyem eretz Mitzrayim hi be'etzem zeh she'enanu ovdim. Ufti sanu beis avadim. Anu zeh ba'atzmi yoseinu nifdeinu v'nasinu b'nei chorin b'chefsa. So that, whatever, often we have in our tefillos, the double lashon of going out of Mitzrayim, so one was about just the physical labor, and one was the status of being avadim, and that's what is said here in this little tefillah that was said in this, instead of ayomer in Bavel. Good, we continue. Rebbe Ba bar Acha nachas letaman. Rebbe Ba went down to Bavel chamisun. He saw maschilin v'gomrin v'lo shamia. He saw they started vayomer and they said the whole vayomer v'lo shamia, and he didn't have this as his mesora. The taman amrim, he thought lo yaschil vayomer v'mischil gomer. He thought don't start lechadchila, and everybody said it right. V'rabban and dahacha amrin maschil v'eno gomer. So he wasn't sure why they started and they were gomer. It seems like they did that on a lechadchila level. Ba'un kumi, Rav Achaya bar Zeira. Rav Achaya bar Zeira. Rav Zeira is Rav Zeira. Right? Sometimes an extra letter, missing letters. Rav Zeira, we know from a couple of Gemaras in Shas Bavli, Rav Zeira made Aliyah. Right? When the Gemara the Emsechas Ksubis, right? His Rebbe didn't even want him to go, but Rav Zeira went and made Aliyah. So Rav Achaya asked Rav Zeira's son, boy kumi, they ask Rabbi Chaya bar Zeira, hey Chavi Avach Nahu, what did your father do? What did your father do when he came to Eretz Yisrael from Babel? Avid Rabbanan de Hachok, Rabbanan de Hasam. Right? Did he go like the Rabbanan de Babel, who didn't say Vayomer at night? If they did, they say you can't skip, can't be medalik. But did he not say it? Or when he came here, did he go like the Rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael, and he was Mandali? So Rav Chizki Amar Rabbanan Dehacha, Rav Yossi Amar Rabbanan Dehasam. So the son didn't know the answer, but the Talmidim, other Talmidim of Rav Zeira knew, and they each gave a different shot. They each gave a different shot. I'm sorry, Kavah Gemara Ksubas, Bavli, please. They each gave a different shot. So Amar Rav Chanina, Mistavar Rav Yossi de Rav Zeira de Rav Yossi. Mistavar Rav Yossi is right, that he went like the Rabbanan Dehasam, meaning he didn't skip. And therefore, he had to start, because in Eretz Yisrael they start, but once you start, you don't skip. You go straight. So Mistami, he went like that. To Reb Zeira Machmir. Because Reb Zeira generally was Machmir like all the opinions. V'inun Machmirin. And they, the B'nai Bavel, were Machmir in terms of not skipping. V'uaba Noah Dichvasan. See, Mistami went like them. Good. So we have this different Misoras about what Reb Zeira did. I'd like to quote in this context, you've heard it before, the Rashi in Ksubas. Rashi in Ksubas, Adav Nun Zayin Amad Aleph. That's what Rashi says. We know the principle. We had this earlier about Elu Ve'elu Dibri Elokim Chaim. Remember, we spoke about the Bas Kol and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So the Bas Kol said Elu Ve'elu Dibri Elokim Chaim V'alacha Gedev Beis Hillel. And we say that in Shas and Rishonim and Achronim. We always say Elu Ve'elu. These and those are the words of the living God. We have to paskin one way, but it is each of them have inherent value, chefsa shel Torah. It's not bittul Torah by studying Beis Shammai and the question that they asked Rav Soloveitchik once. If I learn Maseches Brachos and Maseches Megillah, which is mostly about Dinin Derabanan, well, we're learning about Kriya Shema, but what about Dinin Derabanan? Is it bittul Torah Daraisa? Because I'm only learning about mitzvahs Derabanan? Chas v'shalom, no. The Chovas Gavra might be Derabanan about a certain mitzvah, Maseches Megillah. Right, the Chovas Gavra of Kriyas HaTorah and Megillah v'chulu, but obviously it's a Chefsa Shel Torah D'Araisa. Okay, so Elu ve'Elu Dibri Elokim Chayim, Chefsa Shel Torah. But Rashi points out here on Daf Nun Zayin, you could say Elu ve'Elu whenever you have a machlokas about Shitos. But what if you have a machlokas about what the Rebbe said in Shir? Says then somebody has it right and somebody had it wrong, unless it was two different Shiurim. And they each went to the Rebbe, changed his mind. But if you have a machlokas, and that's why Rashi there says, they'd rather have a machlokas, tanoim, about the tanoim arguing about, you know, the issue, rather than have a machlokas, amoram, about what the Rebbe said. Because that, you wouldn't say, elu ve'elu dibri lukim chayim. That's what the Rashi says. Nun zayin amad aleph. Shekal echad ve'islan nefrushay. Where are we? Teichad ashkan amaray depligi adadi. Kol charaliba denafshay v'tri amaray achrini depligi beplukta tahanach amaray ve'islan nefrushay milsa v'tri lishnei. And you have a choice. Chad minayim miflagi tri amaray aliba denafshayu. One choice is that they're arguing according to their own opinion. Shekal echad omer svar shalo kigon Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua ve'inach tri amaray aliba dechad lo miflagi ali amri chad milsa v'chad milishna miflagi tri amaray aliba dechad kon Rabbi Dimi v'ra. right, that often. Radim and Ravin always come from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and they talk about what Rabbi Yochanan said. Umashi Milsa, the Shemorai, Kami Chada Milsa, Shafkinan he, the Lishna. So we leave over the Lishna, the Mifligi Shemorai, Libetachad, Vadakdinan he, the Mifligi Shemorai, Libetachayu. We'd rather have a machlokas when they argue about the issue themselves rather than what the Rebbe said. The Chi Pligi Trial Libetachad, Mar Marhachi Omer Ploni, Mar Marhachi Omer Ploni, Chad Minayu Mishaker. Rashi says, one of them got it wrong. One of them wasn't listening correctly. Aval ki pligi tri amaroi bedin o beisr veheter. But when two amaram argue about a din, kol chad amar hachi mistaver taimei, ein kan sheker. There's no sheker. One says mutter, one says usr, one says tame, one says tar. It's all good, right? It's all divrei elokim chayin. There's no sheker, right? There can be multiple truths in Torah. Kol chad v'chad svaradi deka amar. Mar yov taima lehetera, mar yov taima lisura. Mar medami milsa la milsa, umar hachi, umar medami lebin yinachrina. V'igla meymar, elu ve'elu, divrei elokim chayim. Right, Gilyan Asha says, look at Erev and Yud Gimel. So we've done that. Right, zimnen d'shaya chay taima, v'zimnen d'shaya chay taima. Sha'tam mishapech, lefi shinu yadvarim, b'shinu imuat. Basically, it depends how you look at it. Depends how you look at things. And different Gdolei Rabbanon of Chazal, they look at different things. So as Rashi, Nun Zayin Amar Aleph in Meseches Ksubis. So again, whatever you have that sometimes, like here, like what did Reb Zera do? Unless you say that, you know, he changed over the years. And sometimes he did this, and sometimes he did that. Either way, that's an important Rashi to be aware of. Okay, we continue. Tni hakori yishma baboker tzorach lahaskir yitzias Mitzrayim beemes v'yatziv. Right, if somebody says kriyishma in the morning, one has to say mentions kriyishma Mitzrayim also in emes v'yatziv, and that's what we do. Right, we have a whole expanded version. We don't just have an yishma alkechem asher tzeisiaschem. We talk about kriyas yamsuf, but we talk about makas b'choros, and we talk about the whole process, as we'll see. Rabbi Yomer tzorach lahaskir about malchus. You have to mention the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the Melech, which we do also. Acher Momim Tzorach Lahaskir Barakriyas Yamsuf Umakas Bechorim. Right, you have to mention the whole process, not just Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right, meaning this is unlike, you want to put this on the list, this is unlike the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. They quote in many Haggadahs the differences between Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sipur on Pesach night and Zechira every day. So if you medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam, Sipur is about focusing on all of the events that happened this night. This night, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Emakas Bechor, Bechodah, Nakriyas Yamsuf. Right, that doesn't have to be a focus of the mitzvah. Right, but here, every day, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, we do have to mention it, because it's part of the larger process, among the many other differences between Zechira and Sipur. But that's what Achirim say, and that's what we do. Reb Shuv ben Levi Amar Tzorach Lahaskir Es Kulan, Vazorach Lomar, Sur Yisrael V'Goalo. Right, and you have to mention Hashem being our rock. Right, and we also have all of these Lashonos in our Tefillah. Interesting, you have this... these types of memers that in this tefillah you have to mention A, B, and C. So we're about to have also a similar type of discussion about benching. You have to mention this in benching. You have to mention Torah. You have to mention Ben Yerushalayim. We mentioned this recently as well. So there's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Once I mention all of the items that Chazal tell me to mention, so do I have then a little bit flexibility in terms of the other words? Or is it, as we mentioned, let's say in not Shemona Esrei, outside of Shemona Esrei. Shemona Esrei might have its own rules. As we mentioned the past couple of days, every word. But what about in the other brachas? What about in the brachas of Birchas Kriyashma? Is there flexibility in terms of adding a little bit or taking away a little bit, right? This comes up when Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Piyutim. There are Piyutim that are brought into Birchas Kriyashma. So is that something to be wary of? So if you look in the Rashba, in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph has two pages on this. And he says, as long as you mention what Chazal say, you have flexibility beyond that. Venerally, Demai Diktani, what it says in the Mishnah, Makam Sharma Lakatzer, Nevshay Laharach. Laharach, Nevshay Lakatzer, Lav Lameimra, Shaina Rashay Lakatzer, Laharach, Benusach Abracha, Klomar, Larabos, Lamaib, and Miloseha. It does not mean that you can't add or take away a little bit here and there. Diim Kane, Hayalem Lasaki, Nusach, Kal Brachu, Bracha, and Milos Benuya. Why does the Gemara have to say here, in benching, mention these four things? Just say exactly what you have to say in benching. The fact that it says you have to mention these four things in benching means that you have to mention this, but there's a little flexibility. In Birchas Kriyashma, you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim and Makas Bechoros and etc. Right? Lo matzinu b'shum makom, says the Rashba. V'lo amru ela hamilo sheyesh hakpada ben levad. It says what you should mention, like kshamim, taluruchos, birchas amazon, Torah, bris, malachos b'david. V'chein kiyotzi bazek b'ksas milos b'emes v'yatziv. K'on yitzis yitzrayim u'malchos v'kriyas yamsum v'machos b'chorim. As we just said. Avo b'shar nosach ha-brachas, lo ninu b'hen chachamim shir, sheyomer kach v'kach milos, lo pachos v'lo yoser. No, they didn't say this, and you're allowed to add on a little bit here and there. Elavad de nirish enak pada beribu yanusach umiuto elabim matbea shetavu chachamim. Okay, again, we generally don't make up our own additions in Birchas Kriyas Shema, but let's say if the later on they did some of the Rishonim, the Blazer Akalir, and the like. So there's flexibility, says the Rashba. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Arachaim. Arachaim Simin Samaches, the Shulchan Aruch, what's the title of that Simin? Shalola Hafsik Bepiutim. Right? That's the title of Simin Samaches. Yesh Mekomos, says the Shulchan Aruch. Shemafsikim Bebirchas Kriyash Malam Bepiutim, Venachon Lemnoa Mila Amra Mishim Devi Hafsik. I think it's a Hafsik. Right? Maybe that sounds, that's what we read the Rambam in Perak Aleph of Chesvila a couple of days ago. So, the Shulchan Aruch says, no Hafsikim. Says the Ramah, Vyesh Omrim De Enisir Bedavar. Who does he quote? Rashba, Enisir Bedavar, V'cheinogin v'chol makomus la'amram. Right, we add in a couple of tefillas here and there. V'hameiko v'eino omer lo hifsid. V'mikol makom lo yasod b'shum davar, afilo b'divrei Torah. Also la'afsik v'kol zman shatzibur omer piyutim. You can't be learning and verbalizing the learning. That's not better, right? You can't be learning. V'mikol makom yishalom enad dehirur sheroa b'sefer u'mahar leslan isura. Right, if you're looking in a sefer and thinking about Torah during the piyutim, during the piyutim that you don't say, that's okay to hear her, lav kedibur dami. Right? But the Ramah adds, ein la'adam lifrosh atzmo min atzibur b'makab shenagul la'omram, v'yomra samimahem. But if everybody's saying something, says the Ramah, you should say it too, because you shouldn't be, take yourself out of the tzibur. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, on the Magad Avraham, they quote Rav Chaim Vital, who quotes from his Rebbe the Arizal, shalo amar piyutim upizmonim elamash asidru harishonim, kagon hakaliri, shenitzkenu alderach emes. Right, the early piyutim, the Arizal used to say. So I don't know exactly what the cutoff was for early or late, but this is what it said. Again, what about Shemona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The minhag of Klal Yisrael is to add in a lot, add in many hours worth. Right, there are some. If somebody is a very strict in this area, they quote Talmidei Hagra, skipu nesana tokef. Right, which is technically a piyut that's added in, but again the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to add in much in these areas. Okay, right. Nata Kadosh we add in on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Reb Simon Bar Shem, Reb Shua Ben Levi Omer Lo Hizkir Torah Be'aretz Machzir Nosov. Somebody doesn't mention Torah in right the Birchas of Aretz Al Aretz Al Amazon. Yeah, he has to say benching again. Matam, what's the source? Vayitin lohem artzos goyim. Hashem gives the land of the nations. Mipnei ma, why? End of the pasuk. Bavur yishmru chuka v'torah savin saru. Right, the Eretz Yisrael is connected to shmir samitzvus. And therefore, when we talk about Eretz Yisrael, we talk about Torah as well. Rebbe Bab, Rebbe Acha b'shem Rebbe, im lo hizkir bris ba'aretz, o shalo hizkir b'boni Yerushalayim, malchus beis David, machzir noso. Right, this is all mentioned in the Bavli in the seventh parak of brachas, but yeah, we have it here in the first parak. So if somebody doesn't mention bris milah, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Malchus Beis David, then he is not yotzei. Amrabi Ela im Amar Menachem Yerushalayim yatsa. If instead of saying Boni Yerushalayim, you say Menachem Yerushalayim yotzei, right? Because it's similar, the comforter of Yerushalayim, the one who's going to build. Either word, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Peches in Hilchas benching, he quotes these lashonos. Kuf peches sif dalid. The Shulchan Aruch says nusach bracha zu posech barachim Hashem alakenu o nachameinu Hashem alakenu vechosim baboni Yerushalayim o menachim siyam bebin Yerushalayim vein lashonos anusach bishabas lachol debein bishabas bein bechol omer nuscha achas. Right, v'yesh omrim says the Rama omrim bonei baracha ma v'Yerushalayim. So again, that is this lashon is also quoted in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Shibali Haleket, one of the Rishonim Kufnun Zayin in benching, So he talks about, he quotes his brother, Rabbi Binyamin, Rabbi Sidkio HaRofe, and that's the name of the Shibali Aleka. So he quotes his brother here, says, why do you have to mention Malchus Beis David and Beis HaMikdash? So he quotes a Medrash. L'fisha tzrichim anu lahazkir Malchus Shamayim and Malchus Beis David and Beis HaMikdash. You have to mention Malchus Shamayim, Malchus Beis David, and Beis HaMikdash. Because Chazal say, in the Medrash, B'yom shenechleka Malchus Beis David, when the Malchus Beis David was split. We'll talk about that with Hashem soon. Kafru Yisrael b'shlosha dvarim. Right, they reject him. Rechavam and Yeravam, they rejected three things. Kafru b'akadosh baruch hu, ube beis hamikdash, ube malchus beis David. Right, when they split, they didn't just reject David and David's family. They rejected the beis hamikdash, right? They went up north to build an alternate beis hamikdash, and they rejected HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who said that it's only malchus beis David. Kidachsiv malonu chelek b'David, v'lo nachla b'ben Yishai, v'zu malchus beis David. Ish la alecha Yisrael, al tigri la alecha ela ela elokecha, shekafru b'akadosh baruch hu, ata re'e beis chadavid zeo beis hamikdash. V'yomar mar, she'en Yisrael nig'olin at she'yachzeru v'yitvu shlashtan. And the gula is only going to happen again when we bring back those three. And that's why those three have to be mentioned. In this bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim, we have to mention Malchus Beis David. We mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, or other Malchus, and we mention the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why all these are mentioned here in the bracha. Okay, we continue. New topic, also from Maseches Brachas. Bar Kapara Omer. Hakari Avraham Avram over Basay. If somebody calls Avraham Avram, he violates an Asay, because that's not his name anymore. Rabbi Levi Omer Basay Velos Asay. Double. Why? Velo Yikari Ode Shimcha Avram. Hari Velos Asay. That's the Los Asay. Vaya Shimcha Avraham. Hari Basay. So it's an Asay and a Los Asay. And the Mefarshim wonder why this is not quoted La Halacha. Right? The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Nosa, right? The Magen Avraham has it on the Shulchan Aruch. But why don't the Rishonim, why don't the Rishonim quote this? This isser of saying Avram instead of Avraham. It's Arachian. The Baris Chaya says maybe this has to do with before Maimon Har Sinai, right? Maybe before Maimon Har Sinai there was, but this wasn't understood to be a eternal laugh. Hatevun, but one second. Hariyajan Sakadola Karos Avram. But we have a pasuk that he's called Avram. Atu Hashem Elokim Asher Bechartu be Avram. We say it every morning. You Hashem chose Avram. So Gemara says Shan Yehi. Sha'achu Avram Bechartu bo. No, that's telling the story. You chose him, right, when he was Avram. Right, that's the song, the story. That's not calling him. Vidich Vasei, now says the Gemara. Similarly, Akari Lasara Sarai over Basei. If you want to say every time somebody gets a name change, you violate an Isser by calling the previous name. So what if you call Sarah Sarai? No, Hunit Stav Aleha. Avram Avinu himself was told that, you see the Pasuk, Lo Tikra Shema Sarai Ki Sarah Sarai. You shall not call Sarah Sarai. It's not a general. It shall not be called. Right, that general is what applies to all of Klal Yisrael. V'tichvas akorei liYisrael Yaakov over Barsei. What about Yaakov Avinu? Sheini nitosef lo, harishon lo neker imenu. By Yaakov, no. Yaakov's name stayed. Right, Yisrael was added on as a second name, but it wasn't. The first one was not neker. Right, if you know the Mefarshim point out. Right, the other ones, it was expanded. Avram Avraham, it was added. Sorry, Sarah. Yisrael's totally different. Totally different name. So that was an added name. It was an added name. It wasn't a substitute name. The Tosafot Rush says that, you know, Yaakov was born Jewish. So if he was born Jewish, so he can't take away that name. So Yaakov and Yisrael. Who gave Avram Avram? Terach. Right? He wasn't Jewish at the time. So that name could be rejected. You get a totally new name when he converts. Says the Gemara, fascinating Lashon. This Lashon I don't think is in the Bavli. Why did Yitzchak get a name change? Or even a name addition? Right, Avram got one, Yaakov got one. So the Gemara said, no. Elu avosan karunasam bishmam. These, by Avraham and Yaakov, their fathers called them by their name. Aval Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu kari Yitzchak. Shenemar v'karasa shemo Yitzchak. If Hashem gives you the name, there's no need to change. And there's not a lot of change, and therefore, that is it. When should, right, I saw in the back, the Yefei Mare and the Agadas Eliyahu, two of the Akronim discuss, by Avraham, there was an event. He had to become Av Hamon Goyim. By Yaakov, he was finding the Malach. There was an event. So what do you mean, change, wake up one morning and change Yitzchak's name? Right, so there has to be an event that's connected. So, of course, Akedas Yitzchak. Akedas Yitzchak. Say the Yefei Mareh. Why? De ba'akeda ishtani Yitzchak lamal yusa shayi ola temima ukilu offered tzara avem zbeach. As if he died. As if he died on the mizbeach. So it became a new person. So that would have been the moment. And if you look in the Agadas Elio, also one of the Achronim, he quotes, and again, this is quoted by many Kabbalistic sources. I'm not so well versed, but the Arachayim HaKadosh quotes it, and others, that he died, and Yitzchak, before the Akedah, he would not have been able to have children, because he was Nukvasa, whatever that means, the power of Nikeva. Yitzchak kodem Akedah lohaya roi laholid. Yan haya bo neshama mitzat sitra de Nukva. Uba Akedah nichnas bo neshama mitzitra de Duchra. Kasher ba yoser ba'orach b'chachmei ha'emes. Bofen sha Akedah, panim chadashas ba'olakan. He became, so to speak, a new person. Yitzchak acher ba. Uki'ilu oso yom nivra birya chadasha. V'yim kain, if that's true, so change his name. Just like the Rambam says about tshuva, tzarech l'shano shmo, kilu omer acherhu, v'lo oso shayim mikodem sha'asa tshuva. So that's on a more deeper level, that maybe at that moment Yitzchak could have had a name change, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, because the Gemara says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him that name, the name does not change. Okay. Says the Gemara, Arba Nikru Achelo Noldu. Four people's names were called before they were born. V'Elohein, Yitzchak, V'Yishmael, Yoshiyahu, V'Shlomo. Yitzchak, V'Karas Eshmo Yitzchak. Dir Yishmael, Dir Siva Karas Eshmo Yishmael. Right, Yishmael. And the Pnei Moshe says, actually, let's just finish the line. Yoshiyahu, hine ben Noah lebeis David, Yoshiyahu shmo. That one is probably the most unbelievable one. Because if you look at Sefer Malachim, when was this said? This was said to Yeravam. And Yeravam ben Nevat was the one that the Malchus split in his time. And he rejected Malchus beis David. And he went up, remember the story in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet. His hands dried up when the Navi was talking to him. And he's like, what is it? Amazing story. But then he was told, the Navi tells him that in hundreds of years, there's going to be a descendant of David HaMelech called Yoshio v'chulu v'chulu. He already calls him by name here, 300 years before it happens. The other ones are like right beforehand, right? Yishmael and Yitzchak. But this story of Yoshio is an unbelievable reflection and depiction of Nevuah hundreds of years earlier. Shlomo, ki Shlomo Yeshimo. So all of these are names pre-birth. Ad kedon betzadikim. These are tzadikim. Avol berishayim zoru rishami rechem. By rishon, they're already, you know, off from the womb, like we know Esav is. Yishmael's on the list of tzadikim here. So the Pnei Moshe and the other mafarshim say, well, he started off as a tzadik. Remember, right? Basher husham. Right? The Chazal say, well, what is he now? Right now he's a tzadik. Okay, basher husham. You can't punish him now. And at the end, as we know, Rashi quotes in Chayisara, asa tshuva b'sof yamav. Vayter. Ben Zoma Omer, back to the Mishnah's discussion, right? First we had the Machlokas about Yitzias Mitzrayim Balayla, but then we have the addition of whether you have Yitzias Mitzrayim, La'asa Lavo, in all of Abba, whether you darshan Kol, La'ava Yimosa Mashiach. So Ben Zoma Omer, Asidin and Yisrael Shalom La'azki, Yitzias Mitzrayim, La'asa Lavo, Ben Zoma says, they're not going to mention it, right? Because I use the Kol for night. So they're not going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Once Mashiach comes, we're not going to talk anymore about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Umatam, right? Why? Lachain, because the pasuk says, what's the source? Lachain hinei yamim bo'im nu'um Hashem, lo yomru, od, chai Hashem asher hela, as b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, ki imchai Hashem asher hela, v'asher hevi, as there be b'eretz Yisrael me'eretz safona. Right? I have to add a couple of letters here in the girsa. So they're not going to say it anymore, Yitzias Mitzrayim. They're going to focus on the Shgula Hasita. Amrulo, the Chacham say back, no. Lo shiyakar Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're not going to totally reject Yitzias Mitzrayim and forget it. Ela Mitzrayim musaf ala Malchias. It's going to be added on. Malchias ikar, Mitzrayim tfeila. The ikar that we're going to focus on is the Segula Hasida, but we're also going to have Yitzias Mitzrayim mentioned. V'cheinu omer, similarly, lo yikar shimcha od Yaakov, ki im Yisrael yeshamecha. Amru lo shiyakar shim Yaakov. We don't reject Yaakov totally. El Yaakov musaf al Yisrael. Yisrael ikar fi Yaakov tafel. Number two. The Chain, who Omer, and now we go back also to the general din of it's going to be mentioned. Al Tiskru Rishonos, that Pasuk Elu Mitzriyim. The Kadmonios Al Tisbonanu Ela Malchias. Hineni Osech Hadasha Atatitzmach Zeshel Og. They're all, not that you're going to totally reject it, but don't focus on it. Somebody's traveling, a wolf attacks him, and he's saved. He talks about how, wow, what an amazing salvation. And then he was saved by a lion. He starts talking about the newest salvation. And he talks about the nachash. Kacha Yisrael Hatzaros Ha'achronos Mishachos Es HaRishonos. The later Tzaros cause us to forget the Rishonos, but again, it doesn't mean totally. If you look in the Tiferes Yisrael in the Maharal of Perek Nun Beis, he says even Ben Zoma has to agree that we're going to talk about Yisrael Mitzrayim somewhat, because that's the beginning. The beginnings are crucial, and you can't totally forget the roots in the beginning. So he says very strongly, you can't say that Ben Zoma says that we're not going to talk about Yisrael Mitzrayim at all. Of course we will. Of course we will. The question is, you know, how much of a secondary nature would it be? Right? That's the only machlokes, says the Rao. Da'af ben Zoma, lo shetei hatzaros Yisrael Mitzrayim betela. Yisrael Mitzrayim, he has chalas Yisrael, shahayu el Hashem Yisbarach. Ve'ein chiluk, ve'ein bezman hazel, ve'ein yimos mashiachenu, ve'ein tzorach ribui shal mashiach tzorkenu, lo'olam yijilis karas chalap. Right, the machlokes is a much more limited machlokes, and he goes to explain it. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we'll have to stop at the Shem. We'll continue at the Shem next time. Hadron Aloch, Eimasa, Me'eimasai, and we'll continue the second parak here, Maseches Brachas, next time.